News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's go to the State Examinations Commission, and they apparently are hiring people without any teaching qualifications to correct students' junior and Leaving Cert papers. Joining us to discuss this is Diarmaid Dupuir, Deputy General Secretary of the ASTI. I suppose, Diarmaid, coming from the particular division of labour that you do, you wouldn't perhaps agree with this. Some people would say perhaps that this was a good move, that is trying to alleviate a shortage and in the number of people, teachers available to correct papers.
I don't think anybody could say that it was a good move. I don't think the State Examinations Commission would say that it was a good move. I think it was a move that they felt themselves compelled to do, and I think it's a very worrying development. But I also have to say it's not a surprising development, because we've been pointing out to them, and they've been pointing out to us, they have a shortage of examiners, and we've been pointing out examiners at the moment feel overworked and underpaid.
Okay, well, explain that. What is going wrong? What has gone wrong with the system from what you can see?
Well, there's various issues. First of all, there are difficulties finding teachers. Secondly, in general, just to employ in certain subjects, but in terms of examiners, the cuts that happened 10 years ago, or nearly 10 years ago now, and massive cuts that happened in public service pay, and particularly in teachers' pay, were applied to people doing work for the state exams. There has been restoration and some restoration of the pay for the teachers. There hasn't been for examiners. And because of the shortages then that are caused by that, the examiners are finding that they're being asked to do more and more work, and that actually it's getting too much. And people, you know, because the state exams may ask them, they'll contract to do a certain number of papers, they'll ask them to do more, and they will do it because they don't want to let the system down, but they say, okay, I'm not doing that next year.
Okay, Jeremy, two things. According to the story in the Times this morning, that teachers have been paid up to €32 per exam to correct the exam paper. We also have a text from Garrett here who says, shouldn't it be mandatory in teacher contracts that they should be available to correct exams? First of all, the money looks good, okay, and shouldn't it be mandatory that teachers are forced to correct exams?
First of all, it says up to 32. It also says in that starting from €5, and it depends. And 32 per exam, that could be something like, I can't remember from it, I think it's English, and it's two very long papers. And which requires a lot of concentration and an awful lot of time. Anybody who's corrected exams will tell you that they hate doing it. It's not a fun. My own father was a university lecturer, and I remember I hated the time in the house when he was correcting exams. It's very, very intense. It's very hard work. You have to concentrate, because it's very important that you concentrate on each paper and give it the same attention, and the teachers do. It is extra work. It takes away much needed time off, and it takes an awful lot of time, and it's not just the days, but it's the hours in the day.
According to the Times this morning, though, Jeremy, they can earn up to €6,000 for doing Leaving Cert papers. That's not bad money, especially coming in when you're 3 months off, and €6,000 is good, nice pocket money for the holidays.
It's €6,000 before tax.
And what did that work out after tax? Three and a half.
No, more like 2.5, 2.72.
So people would say to you, are you complaining about paying taxes? Your members not want to pay taxes?
No, I'm not complaining about paying tax. What I'm saying is that if somebody is faced with the option that they say you're going to lose a month or so of time where you'll be very intense, you'll be exhausted at the end of it, is this worth my while? That's, I think, what the issue is. And teachers like doing it, and they like doing it for a couple of years because it's, and I would agree, it's good for teachers to be familiar with how the exam system works.
Okay.
But then they don't want to do it year after year after year, and they're finding more and more that it's not worth the time.
So it's coming down to money. I want to ask you one final question, Jeremy, before I let you go. What percentage, by the way, of examiners are non-teachers?
Well, I didn't know there were non-teacher examiners until this morning, because certainly I know the state examination, to be fair to them, always endeavour, and as far as I was concerned, they were getting teachers. So I would be hoping it is very small, but I don't know. But the danger is, unless the pay issue is addressed, and we do have ourselves and the TUI, our sister union, have a pay claim in with the State Exams Commission, which we will presumably will be looked at in the autumn, unless that's seriously addressed, this problem is only going to grow, and I think that is a very, very worrying development, that the children, and I have a son who's just done the Leaving Cert now, and I really hope his papers are corrected by a teacher.
I have to say, I'd be inclined to agree with you in the terms of, I'm not going to get involved in any rows about money, but I would prefer that my Leaving Cert paper or any of my papers or my kids' papers were examined by a working teacher.